Blog Talk Radio.
Presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. For truly our steps are ordered, I believe. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision. Achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. While each episode of Motivational Mondays is without question rich and empowering, if you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I, Coach Adams, will share for about 40 minutes into today's broadcast around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. This, of course, lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love and welcome. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Send a quick fax, an email, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Whew, that's a lot. Do whatever you need to do ultimately to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. I encourage you that if you don't already have your pens and notepads, your iPads, your tablets, you're not sitting at your desktop or your laptop, I encourage you to grab whatever you need to grab so that you can soak in the richness and capture the jewels and the nuggets that will be shared on today's program. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we have an all-star joining us by way of the richness of the legacy that they have left in a book. I am talking about the legacy that has been left by one of my mentors. I remember early on in my journey and just learning about entrepreneurship and all of that, that I got introduced to a book titled The Law of Success. The Law of Success. And this book has truly given me such richness of information that I wanted to bring it today to the airwaves in a different way. Wanted to kind of capture and recap the laws of success, and we are going to touch on them in today's broadcast. Now, obviously, you can pick up the book yourself, but we're giving some highlights because what I have truly learned to be true is that laws are preset. So be it the laws of success, or whatever the laws are, they are preset. For example, the law of gravity is preset. If you jump off of a building, guess what? Yeah, you will fall and drop to the bottom. Depending on how high you are will determine if you will survive or not. But the laws of gravity are preset. That if you jump, you're going to start to fall. And the same is true as it relates to the laws of success. The laws of success are also preset, meaning there are certain things that if each and every one of us do these various things, the end result in there, you know, at the end of whatever that consistency is of those steps, you will find a benefit. And so I want you to know that as we're talking about today, the laws of success, that these laws are preset. You can't trump the laws. You have to progress through the laws because so often people say, you know, I just want to be successful. I don't want to go through all of what may be required. I just want success. We all want it quick, fast, and in a hurry. I know I'm guilty. You know, I would love to have gained success instantly. But success has been a process. And what I have learned is that there are some key laws in this process of success. And so in order for me to obtain my success, I must follow through and journey through the laws of success. And so I want you to know we're going to talk about these laws. What are the laws of success? As outlined by Napoleon Hill. And what I love is that when you understand the backdrop of the laws of success and the 16 lessons that Napoleon Hill literally wrote in 1925, Napoleon Hill was a friend of Andrew Carnegie, who discovered that Carnegie believed the formula of success could be outlined in simple lessons for anyone to understand. So Napoleon Hill spent 20 years of his life studying Carnegie and Carnegie's associates in order to write a simple formula for success that each and every one of us can take advantage of on our journey that is outlined so simplistically that gives us a roadmap that will really support us if we just follow this, because he invested 20 years of his life. Napoleon Hill was granted access to America's elite, including the likes of, listen to this list, Henry Ford, Thomas Edison, Alexander Graham Bell, Theodore Roosevelt, John D. Rockefeller, and Charles Schwab. Do any of those names ring a bell? Do any of those names familiar? Well, Napoleon Hill became so well respected that he eventually served as presidential advisor to both Woodrow Wilson and Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Napoleon Hill, The Laws of Success in 16 Lessons, discussed 15 laws one must follow in order to gain and sustain success. So I want you to know that we are getting some great wisdom. And my spiritual mentors, my spiritual father often says that he has mentors alive and dead. And, you know, I really can appreciate that because for I don't know how many years I have truly made mention of a law, referenced the laws of success by Napoleon Hill. Never met him personally. But what I love is that it is like if you picked up the Laws of Success, I mean, it is a thick book, leather-bound, in a brown cover, hardcover. But just when you pick this up, you know you're going to get some richness of information. So I want you to know that this is something that I found interesting in just doing my research for today's show, is that the book was originally only distributed to 118 men. And these 118 men were all very wealthy and successful already, but now these 15 laws are outlined for anyone to be able to acquire the book, pick it up, and you can get started, and you can now start your path to success. And so, as you know, each week on Motivational Mondays, the desire is to bring you rich content that is truly beneficial for you on your journey. And so the first law is decide on a goal. And, you know, so often in my coaching practice, I deal with individuals and they're struggling. You know, it's like, okay, what's the focus? And they don't know. And so this first law is decide on a goal. The law itself is a definite chief aim. And I often reference this because this is one of the laws that really stood out to me, that we have to have a definite chief aim. When we have that definite chief aim, we no longer will waste our time because now we know where our focus is. And the majority of people are wasting time. They don't know what their life work is because they don't have that definite chief aim. And so I want you to know that this is so key in your process that you have, without question, you have to outline and have this focus. And this focus is so key because if you don't have that definite chief aim, you will, without question, miss it. So you have to decide on your goal or decide on your goals, whatever that may look like. And so when you have that definite chief aim, this will teach you how to save the wasted effort, which the majority of people expend in trying to find their life's worth. Do away with this aimlessness and fix your heart and your hands upon some definite, well-conceived purpose as a life's worth. My definite chief aim is I am a motivator. My desire is to motivate, inspire, and empower as many people as I can via my full circle of empowerment. If it's Mondays, every Monday, it's for Motivational Mondays. If it is in a one-on-one coaching partnership, if it's in a group coaching partnership, in the way in which I serve my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, as their minister of training, global master trainer, whenever I'm training and facilitating, whatever that looks like, if I'm expressing it in written words, my definite chief aim is to motivate and inspire and empower individuals. What is your definite chief aim? Because the laws of success are preset. If you don't have a definite chief aim, you're going to miss the boat. You're going to feel frustrated because there's a barrier to your goal, but yet you haven't identified your goal, and you just know that you're feeling frustrated. Now, we may or may not get through all of the areas that I want to cover with you today on Motivational Monday, presented by Inspired Media for you, as we're talking about the laws of success, and we are pulling the pages out of the Laws of Success by Napoleon Hill. And so, number one, we said we have to decide on a goal. We have to have that definite chief aim. Number two, we must believe in ourselves. Do you know I've learned the great value of self-confidence? This believing in yourself is having the confidence that you need. That self-confidence will help you to master any particular area of focus. It'll help you to master what is significantly important on your journey, because so often many of us, we lack confidence. And you have to have the confidence that you need when you're bidding for that big contract, when someone is hiring out your services, whatever that is. And when you have that self-confidence, you are confident and you will move courageously in your assignment. Self-confidence will help you to master the areas of fear that you need to master, will help you to master the criticisms, the losses of love, all of those things that life will send our way. Real self-confidence, which is based upon this definite chief aim, is based on knowledge that's usable. Oh, I love that when Napoleon Hill speaks of that. Because one of the things that I've learned in teaching youth of America through my capacity with my mentors is that self-confidence is something that truly is lacking in not only youth and adults. And this is so key that if you don't have that self-confidence, you will miss opportunities because people will not see you. They will move beyond you, because you're timid and some would say shy and you lack that confidence. But when you have that confidence and you know who you are and you have a definite chief aim, your goals are clear and you've decided on them, guess what? You progress through your journey differently. And when I'm speaking of self-confidence, I'm not speaking of a position of arrogance that you're so boastful and prideful of yourself. No. But this is a self-confidence that is anchored in something greater than you. And so for me, it's God, but whatever your position is, I don't want to infringe upon my beliefs on you, but I'm saying it's not this self-confidence of arrogance. And that is key, because people will not like you, appreciate you, if it's arrogant. But if it is genuinely rooted in an anchor that's greater than you and your core and who you are, and you're just confident about the services that you have, you're confident about the talents and gifts that you have because you're clear on what that looks like, that's a different point of view. I hope that that distinction makes sense for you. So having that and deciding on your goal is key. Having that definite chief aim, that focus, being clear on what is my trajectory, knowing the target, and many of us lose it because we don't know the target. And we're wondering, oh, okay, I'm on this journey, and like today I'm doing this, and tomorrow I'm doing this, and the next day I'm doing this. There's no definite chief aim. There is no central purpose. One's moving around aimlessly. And then when you know that, you move with confidence. You believe in yourself, your confidence in your abilities and what you have to offer. You know, when you're looking for going to, you know, flying on a plane, you don't want an airline. Come on now. You do not want an airline that says we may get you there. You know, maybe one or two of the times we'll get you there out of all of the times that we fly. No, you want an airline that their track record speaks for itself, and they are confident that whenever they take that flight and that plane is in the air, that they're going to be able to get you successfully from point A to point B. The same is true when you see a doctor for whatever area you need to see a doctor. I know if I was seeing a brain surgeon, I would want a brain surgeon that was confident in their ability, not someone that says, well, you know, Ms. Adams, you know, we see whatever, and I think I might be able to take care of this for you. No, you want someone that is confident that says, I got this for you. I'm confident in my abilities. This is something that I know I can take care of. You know, there is a difference in the language. There's a difference in the presence and how that energy shows up. So decide on a go. Have that definite chief aim. Believe in yourself. Have self-confidence. Get in the habit of saving. The habit of saving will teach you how to distribute your income systematically so that a definite percentage of it will steadily be there for you and start to accumulate. And now you're going to start growing greater resources and personal power. So no one may succeed in life without saving money. There is no exception to this rule, and no one may escape it. Learn how to save your money. And, you know, it's so interesting because this is so key. Because the most wealthiest people that have truly earned their money, they are often the most frugal people. They are the ones, they will go out and get the coupons and, you know the deals and what have you. And they're very strategic about where they spend their money, and they have mastered the habit and the art of saving. Now, some may be saying, well, if you don't have it, but be faithful over a little and you'll be given much. And so if we're not faithful right where we are, and this is a lesson that I've had to learn over my years, that I have to, wherever you are, be faithful with what you have. Yes, it's great to aspire for more. And many would say, I would love to win the lotto and win $50 million. But if you're not faithful with $50, I don't believe, I don't believe that you're going to be giving more because you're not faithful with that. And those that get it, guess what? You have so many millionaires that win the lotto. They win the lotto, and guess what? It's a short period of time that now they are broke, and that makes no sense with all of the money that they were awarded, and that is because they got that money, and guess what? They didn't have the habit of saving. They had the money, the habit of spending. So sometimes people say, I don't see how someone can get through $50 million. But people are doing it. Why? Because they haven't mastered the habit of saving. And so when we're talking about the laws of success by Napoleon Hill and that there are specific laws that are preset, that you will not gain your riches, you will not gain your wealth if you do not grow in the habit of saving. If you're just spending your money and you do not save your money, you're going to look up and you're not going to have any money. But if you learn the habit of saving, not just spending every resource that you have, and it's so funny because living from paycheck to paycheck, today you may have a few dollars and tomorrow you spent it all because there's no habit of saving. And so, again, this habit of saving will teach you how, teaches you how to distribute your income systematically so that a definite percentage of it will be steadily accumulating, thus forming one of the greatest known sources of personal power. When you have resources in the bank, you gain a different position of personal power. You know, when you're saving, you can acquire things. You can acquire the house. You can acquire the car, whatever it may be. So this is so key. What have we talked about so far on today's Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams? As we are looking at the laws of success by Napoleon Hill. The laws of success, as I stated, I believe are presets, that there are certain things in life, like we talked about early on, gravity, that if you jump off of a building, you will fall because of gravity. As we get older, sometimes we battle gravity when we wake up in the morning just to get out of the bed. Why? Because gravity is trying to keep you down. So I want you to know that there are certain laws that are preset. You know, it's so interesting because I heard a minister that I respect so much, and he's now transitioned on, Dr. Miles Monroe, and he was speaking about and reminding those that were listening in that there are certain laws that are preset. You know, when God tells you certain things, he's telling you that it's already factored in. It's for a reason that will support you on your journey of success. So I want you to know that whatever the laws are, that they are preset. And that's what we're talking about, the laws of success today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, right here on Inspired Media for You, Blog Talk Radio. I love it. So let's look at our next law. The next law in the laws of success is to become a leader. Become a leader. You know, one would say leaders are born. They are not. Leaders are developed. And so we have to allow ourselves to grow and to be developed as a leader. So a leader doesn't just happen. Granted, do certain individuals have leadership qualities? Absolutely, they do. But leaders are developed. And so those leadership qualities that one has on the inside of them, they have to be nurtured and developed. And so this law, I love it, that it's important to become a leader. Initiate leadership. Many of us, we hide in the background. You know, we just want to follow everybody. We don't want to take the initiative. Why? Because it's safe. And in order for you to grow in success, you have to grow in becoming a leader. Initiate this leadership. And this will show you how to become a great leader. So become a leader. The key here is initiating. Take the lead. Step out of your comfort zone. Take risks. Take challenges. Try different things that you may not try. When someone needs something, volunteer, raise your hand, take on that assignment. You know, a great leader is one who has mastered the art of being able to solve problems. When people are looking for individuals in the workplace, they're looking for someone who they feel has shown to be a leader that ultimately they're able to solve problems. And so this becoming a leader is taking that initiative, to step it up and say, hey, I got an answer for you. I can solve a problem. Now, I want you to understand it doesn't mean that all of your ideas will always be embraced. There's a time for everything, but don't be afraid to throw the ideas out there. Some may, quote unquote, stick, some may not. But at least you're showing your ability to process through, to manage and solve problems. And if you're an entrepreneur, wow, this is so key. An entrepreneur is one who takes a calculated risk. They evaluate it, but they take risks. They've grown in the art of leadership and knowing how to resolve problems and issues. So I want you to know that this is so paramount and so key that we have to learn to solve problems. We have to learn to step out and to take a risk. We have to continue in this process of growing and developing. This will develop us instinctively as a leader as you step out, and you'll gradually grow and elevate, and you'll be one that people will say, wow, let me give this assignment to this person. Let me throw this opportunity to this person. Why? Because they have shown the ability to take the initiative and they've allowed themselves to be in position to grow as leaders. I've always said that, you know, you can learn what to do right and what not to do from leaders. And most people become leaders. Why? Because they will step it up. They'll take the initiative. Oh, I'll be the leader. I'll take the lead. I'll do it. When everybody else is sitting back afraid and saying, I won't. And so when people step it up and say, I'll take the lead, don't hate. You can't be mad. You didn't step it up. The opportunities were there for you, and you didn't step it up. And so whatever that looks like, and so often people say, gosh, their leadership is horrible. You know, I mean, it's like, man, you know, but guess what? They took the initiative and stepped it up. What have you done? Oh, ouch! I drove down somebody's street, knocked on your door, step on your toe. If the shoe fits, wear it. Today, allow that leader in you to stir up and say, I'm committed today. I will initiate. I will take risks. I won't be afraid. The whole key of understanding with leaders is that, and I learned this from my mentors, that in order to succeed, only one, we have to be willing to fail often. Just that mere willingness to fail often. It doesn't necessarily say that you have to fail, but you have the willingness. You are not afraid to take the initiative. You're not afraid to step it up when everybody else is leaning back. You say, you know what? I got this. And if you're taking the initiative, you're going to make good choices. You're going to make bad choices. But guess what's going to happen? In the fact that you initiate it, it's going to show you how to become a leader. Instead of a follower, and this is key, in your chosen field of endeavors and your choices, all of that. So in your taking the initiative and stepping up, it shows you how to become a leader instead of following. Do you know that jails today are filled with individuals who were followers? Now, granted, they were following someone who took the initiative, hey, let's go rob the bank. Okay, sounds good. They just following me. Can you drive the car? Okay, I will. All right. I need some money. Okay. They didn't take the initiative. It wasn't their idea. But they were the uh-huh group, and they said uh-huh. And they're serving time today because they were not the leader that would say, you know what? Yes, I need some money. I need some Benjamin. Send them my way. But I'm not going to risk my freedom by trying to rob a bank, okay? So understand that the leader would say, no, the follower is just the okay, uh-huh, yeah, okay, uh-huh, yeah, sounds good, uh-huh, uh-huh. And they're following individuals that have positive or negative leadership. It doesn't matter to that individual that's following. They're just looking for someone that they can, in fact, follow. And so they find themselves in situations because they did not initiate their own leadership, and then they're murmuring and complaining about where they have found themselves in their endeavors, in life, whatever the case may be, because they did not step it up and initiate leadership. Don't allow that to be you today. Because when you initiate again, it will develop you instinctively in growing in your leadership. A leader is one who just simply is okay with, quote unquote, taking the shot, making a decision, bottom line. And as they take that shot and grow in this process, they become better and they master making decisions. Wow, time flies so quickly, but let me really do a quick recap on what we've covered so far and charge through as many as I can at the same time. I think we need to do a part two on next week and pick it up so we don't have to super rush through. And I so want to hear from you, each and every one of you tuning in today, on what you're taking away from this discussion on the laws of success by Napoleon Hill. Understanding that laws are preset, like gravity, laws are preset. If you jump, you will fall because the law of gravity is preset. If you decide on your goals and have a definite chief aim, you are in a much better position than someone that didn't. You've already put yourself in position for success. When you believe in yourself and you are self-confident, guess what? You already have an edge on that person that, quote, unquote, is shy and doesn't show up well. They may have more experience than you, but you have great self-confidence, and you stand out, and people see you as a leader. Ah, you've made an impact. The habit of saving, not spending everything, saving. This is so key because so often we're not taught this habit of saving. We are, so many of us are of the spend generation. We get it and it just spins. We, you know, are constantly spending every dollar we got. And we look up and we're constantly in a rut. We're constantly, because we won't discipline ourselves and say no to some things so that we can begin to save. And systematically, when we do this, and now we're putting ourselves into a position that we steadily accumulate a little something more, a little something more, and it doesn't have to be great, but it's about starting right where you are today. Become a leader. Initiate leadership. Don't be afraid to step out and take risks. Ooh, the next one, I love this. Be creative. Allow your imagination to be stimulated. Allow your imagination to run wild. You know, I saw the movie based on Steve Jobs' life, and I remember this scene of him laying in the grass and just allowing his imagination to run wild. Many of us, we've lost the art of allowing our imagination to run wild. And we can change our story. Take the time to just sit and dream. You know, one of the things that I love to do is to sit by the water, be at the ocean, you know, the beach, lake, whatever, and just sit and allow myself to dream, allow my imagination to run wild. Imagination will stimulate your mind so that you will conceive new ideas and develop new plans which will help you in attaining the objective of your definite chief aim. You've got to allow yourself to think outside of the box. I know you've heard that term, think outside of the box. Well, if you don't take the time to allow your imagination to run wild, you're going to constantly be staying in the box. See, this lesson will teach you how to build new houses out of old stones, so to speak, is what Napoleon Hill states. It will show you how to create new ideas out of old, how to put a spin on it, how to twist it a little bit. Well-known concepts and how to put old ideas to new uses. So often, some of the things are already created. We don't necessarily have to create them, but boy, if you can bring a spin to something, you know, like I am a part of a project that you'll hear more about, and I feel like they really brought a spin to this project in bringing in various authors around empowerment to contribute to this project. You know, Chicken Soup of the Soul did that as well. They brought in various authors with their stories. So now it's a book that's not just one author, it's various authors. Well, the concept of book was already there. But now this is a different spin. The imagination creatively coming up with a different way and approach on something that, quote unquote, it's old, it's already there. You know, the Learjet was an improvement on your standard plane. So, again, putting a spin on different things. So I want you to know that allowing your imagination to run wild is so key. This one lesson alone, woo, it is truly a powerful lesson, because if you allow your imagination to run wild, it is going to open you up to a whole different world. Because if the mind of man can conceive something and believe it, that it will also achieve. If the mind of man can conceive it, if you can just imagine it in your mind, everything starts with a thought. I think about Walt Disney, for example. Walt Disney and all of what he created, now to be known as Disneyland, and all of his, just everything that's all Disney. It's a Small World, the details of that, just everything, the creativity, allowing his imagination to run wild. There were no limits. You don't have any limits, but the limits that we have, we place on ourselves. So again, if you are not allowing yourself, your creative juices to flow and your imagination to run wild, you have already stunted your success growth. You're kind of in a quicksand, because we have to learn to be creative and innovative to stay competitive. Not necessarily that you're creating a new thing, but you're learning how to put a spin on something that already exists. Maybe you are bringing a new thing, whatever that may look like for you. But I want you to know that you have to allow your creative juices to flow. So don't be afraid to just take the time to conceive something, because, again, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe it. When you conceive it, you have to believe it, and then you will also achieve it. It may take you time, but if you are diligent, if you are processing through the laws of success, and you do your due diligence, and you are faithful, regardless of how long it may take, you will see that definite aim. You will see that chief definite aim, that end result, that target, because with each step that you take, it brings you closer and closer to your target. Wow. It is so amazing how quickly an hour of power flies by. So I want to invite you, our global listening audience who are tuned in to Motivational Mondays today, I want to invite you to ask a question, make a comment around today's show. I want you to know that this is the time in our programming when we invite you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. And the dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Don't be scared to play in Coach Adams' sandbox. It is a safe space. And speaking of playing in the sandbox, I want you to know and or be reminded that we do have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum for you to also play in the social sandbox. So I want you to know that that's available for you as well to ask a question, make a comment. Maybe you have a show idea, recommendation, whatever that may look like for you. I want you to know there are several ways in which you can interact and share in the programming and share in the discussion. So don't hesitate. So as we continue in our laws of success, and again, this is part one of a part two in our Shape Up and Win series today. What have we talked about so far on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams? Well, one, we've talked about that Napoleon Hill invested 20 years of his life studying Dale Carnegie and his associates to come up with these tangible laws that we're talking about today. And we've also established that laws are preset, like gravity. If you jump off of a building, you will fall. So don't do it unless you want to fall. Don't jump off and think, oh, I won't fall, because you will. It is a law, and laws are preset. If you don't save your money, guess what? You won't have any, because laws are set. If you don't decide on a goal and have a definite chief aim, you will move through life aimlessly, without a vision, without a focus, without a purpose. Your life does not have a greater meaning, a greater focus. So you have to fix your heart and your hands upon that definite chief aim. And this will guide and direct you on your journey of purpose and your life's work. So, having decided on a goal and having that definite chief aim is key. Believe in yourself and have self-confidence. There are people that are far smarter than all of us. There's always someone that's smarter. But if they're not confident, guess what? They will not get the respect. They will get looked over. They will miss the opportunities. That individual that shows greater confidence in their assignment, their work, they are the ones that people say, huh, let me take note, because they just simply show confidence. We have to get in the habit of saving. This habit of saving is key because it allows you to position yourself to steadily accumulate and forming a greater resource and sources of personal power. Become a leader. Initiate your leadership. Don't just sit back and be a follower. Take a risk. Step out. Raise your hand. Say, I will do it. And as you step out and say, I will, people will call on you even more. And now you're gradually growing in your leadership, and it starts to unfold. You're learning how to make right choices and so on and so forth. Be creative. Allow your imagination to run wild. Take the limits off. Do what you need to do. Lay in the grass. Go sit at the beach. Whatever that looks like for you, sit in a quiet space, but allow your imagination to run wild. I always say this, and I am a firm believer that as long as we have breath in our bodies, there is something that we can do, and it's never too late. Regardless of the obstacles and challenges and whatever it may be, I think about a young man, and I believe it was multiple sclerosis, and I have to look it up, and he was wheelchair-bound, little Matty, with his little life, you know, barely made his teenage years. He had all of these restrictions physically, but little Matty did all that he could with the breath in his body for the short period of time that he had life to make an impact and to make a difference, and eventually wrote a book. And so I want you to know that regardless, everybody has stuff, issues, things that they are dealing with. I think about the gentleman without limbs. He doesn't have limbs, but yet has not allowed that to stop him and to prevent him from using his life and making an impact. So I want you to know there is no excuse too great. No excuse too great as long as you have breath in your body. But what may be missing is your lack of imagination. You're not being creative. If you allow your imagination to run wild, you may find that right where you are, whatever age you may or may not be, because Matty, I believe he passed when he was 13 or younger, that his life made a difference. You know, so it doesn't matter. Age is just a number. What will you do with the breath that you have in your body is the question. Many have lived beyond 90, but they haven't made an impact. Some have lived far less, but yet they've left a legacy and they've made a great impact. So it doesn't matter, but take the time to allow your imagination to run wild, because if we can conceive it, we can achieve it. We have to believe it. Whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, that it will also achieve. Number six, and we'll pick it up next week, be enthusiastic. Enthusiasm will enable you to saturate all with whom you come in contact with. They will fill an encounter with you. And so having a pleasing personality is so key. What do people feel when they're around you? Do they feel like you've given life or have you taken away? You've often heard me use the illustration, have you sucked the life out of the atmosphere that you're in because you're constantly murmuring, complaining, and you can always find that the glass is half empty instead of half full, and you're always negative Nelly and all of this? Or are you one that people love, you're refreshing to be around? They're like, wow, she's like a breath of fresh air. He's like a breath of fresh air. So this enthusiasm will enable you to saturate all with whom you come into contact with, interested in you and in your ideas. Enthusiasm is infectious. That with confidence, whoa. Again, laws of success. This is Coach Adams, and I just want to share with you that we're going to pause there in today's programming. We're going to pause there in today's programming with our laws of success, and we'll pick it up even greater on next week. So I want you to tell a friend, to join us and tune right on in. So Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment, as you heard me mentioning earlier, to support you on your journey of success and to achieve more. One-on-one coaching, Motivational Mondays, every week right here on Inspired Media for you. Group coaching, winner circles, win shops. The next win shop is on calendar, scheduled for. You can save the date and mark your calendar now. And tickets are available for our next 4 hours of Power with Coach Adams, which will be hosted on January the 27th in Culver City at the Courtyard by Marriott Hotel. I want you to know that tickets are available again January the 27th. Save the date for this empowering time to gain some resources and tools in person with like-minded individuals in an amazing environment that is designed to allow you to be in power. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for tuning into Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for you. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. Again, thank you for tuning in. Know that we will meet you right here, same bat time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, same bat channel.